Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometimes called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Come on now, we're going to have an awesome time tonight. I tell you, God has blessed us one more time. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We have an awesome format set tonight. Our title is NCAA 2022 March Madness Finals for Champions. Let me say that again, 2022 March Madness Finals for Champions. See, the thing about rolling now, we got to keep on rolling now. We got to make this thing happen. Got to make it do what it do. It's awesome to be here tonight. Come on now. My, I tell you, boy, that's what we have to do. This is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We're excited to come before you on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We want you to be a part of this show because when we're talking about Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, it's the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school in the South, middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Repeat that again. Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. It's the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So I'm really excited to come before you. We want you to be a part of this. We're aired on every first and third Wednesday at 7:30. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to join us with the conversation you have. Then also, truly, we want you to check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can catch us on Twitter, as well as tweeting the show. You can tweet us at The Smith Way Production, at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with a K _L_Smith, at Elliot Darrow with the number 1, then at The Smith Way Production. We're so excited to have that opportunity. Now, we're also being broadcast on two devices tonight, and that's two different social media sites. We give awesome shout-out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, with the number 10. We're so glad to have them as a part of what we're doing, and we want to be partners, always partners with whatever organization or community group, a civic group that wants to be a part of it. We want to be able to get the word out. And we're talking sports tonight, but we're normally talking about all other issues that occur in our neighborhood block by block. So we want you also to make sure you follow Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. That way you can keep in, you know, touch with what's going on, especially with WBSW Radio, the internet station. Also, we're being broadcast on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And it's a site for brothers who want to be, you know, their president, want to share things, you know, put things on there, post some things on there, live video, whatever you want. Just make sure we stay within the content area And we do thank you for taking that opportunity. So those two networks are available through the social media, but you also have Facebook. You have facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. Check us out on Facebook. If you're not a friend, you can just make a request and we will friend you, and that way you can check all of our shows out. We'll give a shout out to my frat brother. That's Daryl Baker, MCD Baker underscore 1848. We'll give you a wave, my brother. Say blue fire to you. Thank you for joining us and you had time to be here. We're always excited about that. We have some awesome co-hosts that join us our show from time to time. Those co-hosts come from all over the country and all over the state. So we're real excited about that. We have joining us from time to time, right on the top side, a millennium. We're always calling her millennium, even though she's on the top side. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. Also join us, another young lady. She's the author. She's the owner of a semi-professional team. I said teams. She's also a life coach, none other than the young lady who's shaking grounds. That's Coach Sarita Duncan. Join us from North Alabama. And we have to say up at Forest Point, North Alabama, close to the Tennessee line, this young man is called the King. He's the coach, you'll say the author, because he put the book together. And the book was six middle school girls basketball championship in Huntsville, Alabama, five boys championship in basketball, and also two football middle school championship. So we call him the King. He's making things do what he's supposed to do. None other than Coach Tremaine, the King Edwards. Also joining us from South Central Alabama, this young man retired from working years with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He's also the author of several championships in basketball, boys basketball, when he was at Brantley High School. And also the principal that also was the principal that won championships even after he left as the principal, as well as football as well. None other than Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Also, we want to give a shout out to this young man. He hails from South Central Alabama. If you go to his Facebook page, which is Marvin Smith, check him out, because Mary Ruth Restaurant, the best Southern cuisine you can ask in South Central Alabama, down in Georgiana, Alabama. And we're so glad to have him. Now, his name that he has, and we want to give him a shout out for it, and everybody know him as this, none other than Coach Marvin Lala Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And last but not least, this young man, he grinding it. He's called the Don King of all things, the Don King of racing, the conductor of the E-Train. He's a popular radio personality. He's aired on the Big KD throughout the state of Alabama. His time is from 2 to 6. None other than our fraternity brother, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Daryl E-Train Elliott. So those are awesome co-hosts that join us from time to time. They may call in, but we want you to be really, really aware of those individuals who give their time. We appreciate what they're doing. We could not do it without them. We want to also say Talking Sports Plus Primetime is also aired on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube, and we're moving to go to several other outlets that'll get our word out. And we want the word to be out. So we thank you for taking time to join us. We know that your schedule is super busy, but you have that opportunity. I'm a little excited, like I was the last other nights and days. That was Monday. I've been there Monday night, Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and now we're at 7:30 on Wednesday. I was checking through my data through our base out of New York, and in that opportunity to check, I noticed we had added an additional country. See, we was boasting and bragging about 24. But with the addition of those watchers and listeners in Ireland, makes us 25. So we saying hooray, hoorah. We're stretching our arms out to thee. So we're making sure the word get out all over the world. And we thank you if you're joining us locally or within the borders of the United States, as well as those in Canada and Mexico. So we're excited about that addition. That means we're doing something right. And thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for taking your time to support us. So we're really excited. We're also excited about moving toward that magical number. We have 439 episodes available that you can go to Blog Talk Radio and check it out by going to blogtalkradio.com, and that's WVSW, Internet Talk Radio. You can go back to 2017 when this grind began through a vision that God blessed us with. So we're very excited about it. So we're going to have an awesome show tonight. Our show title tonight is NCAA 2022 March Madness Final Four Champions. You know, it was awesome on Sunday night as well as Monday night. We're going to start with Sunday night. You had the conclusion of the women's March Madness, and the championship game was between the awesome women that's building a dynasty of the University of South Carolina with their coach Dunn Staley. They defeated UConn, the well-known name. When they put up some of the data so we can see how these programs have been prominent, UConn had 9 national championships. South Carolina had 2. Now they have 3. So they're building to get to that point. So we applaud Coach Staley and an awesome group of young ladies and the Women's Wooden Player of the Year, Miss Boston, who's doing an awesome job. We applaud all of the young ladies that make up that team, the coaching staff, the university, just everybody, the community. Congratulations to the University of South Carolina women for winning the 2022 NCAA Women's National Championship. Congratulations to you all. We're really excited about that. And, you know, we got a little party here. We'd like to give a few hand claps. Let me see, can I find my part where we give hand claps? You know, it's good to be able to do this because you're giving hand claps. Let's move forward because we want to give a shout out to those men that played on Monday night. It was an awesome game. You know, I had a show, and when I got off my show, I thought I was missing it. The game didn't start about 8:20. The show ended at 8:30. So I was able to miss the first few minutes. And it seemed like in that game, North Carolina had come to win the war. Not a battle. And they was going hard at Kansas. And they was just into them, managed to move the lead by halftime by 15 points. So automatically, there was excitement in the air in the state of North Carolina and in the locker room. And we a lot of people had given up because I truly said, well, since we're watching this, because they're not going to come back. But Kansas refused to quit. They would follow the words of their coach, Bill Self. Coach Self said, just keep on grinding. Keep on going because we can get this. We can win this. And truly, truly, we think about in 2020, Kansas had been ranked number one from day one of the start of basketball season all the way until we dropped and did not complete the season by not having the NCAA tournament. But this was the opportunity to redeem themselves. They came back and they was grinding and grinding. The score ended up. The final score was Kansas 72 and North Carolina 69. So Kansas win the 2022 NCAA March Madness Men's Championship. They won the tournament, but they are men champions for 2022. Hooray. We got to give them a hand clap as well because they have done an awesome job. That's awesome. I tell you, that was such an exciting ball game, and that's the way the season should end. And just like when we watched the NFL, looking at the Super Bowl, how it ended, and then you look at how a lot of other things are coming close, even though you have a tournament of 68 on both sides, men and women. It got down to the last two, which was held on Sunday and Monday night. And you see the champions that prevail. Again, congratulations to the University of Kansas and also the University of South Carolina women. It's awesome to be able to recognize them and see them. Let's move forward. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. And the call-in number tonight is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line because you have an opportunity to hear your last four digits of your cell called out. Then I'll ask you for your location. And then you can join us with your expertise. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. You also have an opportunity to comment on each one of the media sites. Comment exactly what's going on. And you know, whenever you type something in, it'll appear. And I appreciate that because I'll read it out and let you know that we thank you for taking time to check us out. And that's what it's all about. Now, everybody see I have my shirt on. I have my Atlanta Braves shirt, World Series. So 2021, Atlanta Braves. Now, baseball started back up. Major League Baseball started back up. So they'll be at it again looking to capture that crown again. And I just want to give a shout out to those in Atlanta and all around the country that's supporters of the World Series champion, Atlanta Braves. Congratulations to the awesome state of Georgia because they won a national championship in football, University of Georgia, and the professional team, the Atlanta Braves, won the World Series. That is just so awesome. So we give a shout out. It's a place of champions. That's what it all is. Let's move forward to our historical black colleges and universities. We have to talk about this because we're in the spring season. And in the spring, we have this opportunity to truly, truly share our spring sports results with you. I'm trying not to get feedback over here, but I'm going to turn it down so we won't get feedback. I just want to make sure the show is completely heard. I've been noticing from time to time we've been kind of blocked out of places because of our mics and because of our microphones, our headphones, and all that. You notice I don't have my headphones on tonight. But it's not saying that it's not in use.
Right in front of me right now.
Let's look at the historical colleges and universities. And the spring sports. We're going to discuss some whack baseball and softball standings. We're going to start off with baseball. I'm sorry, start off with softball. And softball, which they are going to call out. The top four of the East Division of the SWAC, the Southwest Athletic Conference, and the West Division of the SWAC. Leading the standings in the East in softball is Jackson State University with an 84 record. Alabama State University coming in at second at 7-5. Bethune-Cookman with a 6-6. Mississippi Valley State University with a 5-6. Then on the west side of the SWAC softball division, you have Texas Southern with a 10-2 record in conference. Prairie Glen with an 8-4 record. Southern University with a 7-5 record. You also have Alcorn State with a 6-6 record. Give a shout out to the young ladies at all of those historical colleges and universities teams that I called out, that's the top four teams. There are other teams in the conference, but you still have about four more teams that fall in each one of those divisions. But I wanted to get to the top four. Looking at baseball, and these young men in the Eastern Division will call out first. We have Alabama State University. 7-2. Bethune-Cookman, 7-2. Florida A&M, 5-3. Mississippi Valley, 3-6. Those are the top four teams in the Eastern Division of the SWAC baseball. On the western division, you have Prairie View, A&M, 6-3, Grambling State, 6-3, Southern University, 6-3, Texas Southern, 5-4. So those are the divisions, and those are the top four teams in each one of the divisions of the Southwest Athletic Conference. We also want to share with you about the Commissioner's Cup. This is the cup where each one of their programs get points. For participating, you get the top 10 points, all the way down to the lower number of one point. So we're going to give a shout out to the team that are leading at this point. Look at the Commissioner's Cup. You have Jackson State University, 100.5 points so far. Prairie View and Ann University have 97.5. Alabama State University have 82.0. Until last year, four years before, Alabama State University won the Commissioner's Cup four straight years in a row. So we still have a chance. You have Southern University, who have 75 points. You have Texas State University, Alcorn State University, 67.5. Grambling State, 66.5. University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, 63.0. Alabama A&M University, 60.5. Bethune-Cookman, 43.5. Mississippi Valley State University, 25.5. Those are the points as of this point for the Commissioner's Club. As of August 5th, this is the point system for each one of those universities. Give a shout out to the men's tennis teams in the Southwest Athletic Conference. This is the standing. You have Alabama State University with a 5-0 mark. Jackson State University with a 4-1 mark. Alabama A&M with a 2-3 mark. Prairie View with a 1-4 mark. Mississippi Valley have a 0-4 mark. On the women's side for the tennis standing, you have Jackson State University with a 9-0 mark. Alabama State University with an 81 mark. You have Prairie View A&M with a 63 mark. Florida A&M with a 5-4 mark.
Alabama A&M University with a 5-4 mark.
That is the standing in the women's tennis in the SWAC. So you'll find out more as we continue to April. We'll come back in two weeks and talk about how the standings have changed. The out-of-commissioner cup points will increase.
Let us take an opportunity to open our lines up for you to call in at 347-857-4192.
Press one to ask your location and join me in the NCAA 2022 March Madness Final Four Championship. You have that opportunity. Let's move to the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, which is called the MEAC. Baseball and softball standing. In baseball, Crawford State with a 7-5 record.
Then you have Delaware State with a 6-6 record.
Maryland Eastern Shore has a 6-6 record. Norfolk State University have a 5-7 record. And in softball, which is the women's basketball, you have Maryland Eastern Shore with an 81 record. Norfolk State with a 63 mark. Morgan State with a 63 mark. North Carolina Central with a 63 mark.
Howard University with a 5-3 mark.
South Carolina State University has a 2-7 mark. Delaware State University has a 2-7 mark.
Coffin State has a 0-8 mark.
Men's tennis standing in the Mid-East Athletic Conference. South Carolina State University is 4-0. Morgan State University is 3-1. North Carolina Central University with a 2-2 mark. Morgan State with a 1-1 mark. South Carolina State University with a 4-2 mark. Delaware State with a 3-3 mark. North Carolina Central with a 2-4 mark. Norfolk State with a 1-5 mark.
That is so awesome to see those teams competing, and we want to make sure we recognize.
Now, we didn't forget about track and field. They're moving toward completing the season. And in our next show, we will talk more about who's ahead and who has won. So you have an opportunity to have outdoor track and field, and you also have the long distance runs in there. So we want to make sure we give a shout out to Alabama State University, last after the indoor track and field that happened in Birmingham. Alabama State University won the sixth SWAC championship, the women did. So it's awesome what they're doing over there, and one of the members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is their head coach, Coach Richie Bean.
We want to give him a shout out and tell him to keep on grinding.
Last time we talked, he told me that he loved about 53 championships. That's from the time he started as assistant coach to now being the head coach.
He has 53 championships.
That's a lot of championships. That's awesome. So we applaud Richard Bean for doing an awesome job at Alabama State University
making an impact.
We want to touch base on the high school storyline. I want to take an opportunity because each one of those schools talked about their basketball championship for girls and boys for 2022. We have covered Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi. Now we want to truly jump on Louisiana High School Athletic Association 2022 State Basketball Champions, Arkansas High School Athletic Association 2022 State Basketball Champions. Let's start with Louisiana.
In the girls' 1A division,
Norwood, Lena, Boys North Central High School won the Boys 2022 State Basketball Championship. In 2A, girls won the Louisiana 2A State Championship. On the boys' side, we had Port Allen High School. 3A girls, Wallace Benson, Fattis and Prince, won the girls' state championship in 3A. Punchatola, Punchatola won the boys' state championship. I'm jumping fast over to large class. In the 4A, you have A.J. Ellerder, won the girls' state championship in basketball. George Washington Carver High School. That's our name, Pastor Bennett. Remember, Five Baby Six, also Financial Secretary of the State, also Financial Secretary of the State. We said George Washington Carver for the 4A. We have the girls, good to see, this is Punch Totola.
What I was saying earlier, boys, that's right.
Then you have a class B, which is a smaller class. You have Simon Board. Girls, Fabu, Class C, Gibbs, Coleman. And also Hicks on the boys' side, Hicks High School. Under Division 1, you have Scotlandville on the girls' state championship. And on the boys' side, we got John Curtis. On Division 2, Hannon won the state championship. And on the girls' side, you had St. Louis. Division 3, we're still in Alabama. Newman won the boys' state championship. And on the girls' side, Lafayette Christian. On Division 4, Southern Lab, High School, Southern Lab, High School, Southern University, High School, Southern Lab, Southern University, High School, Southern Lab, Southern University, High School, 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 Southern University, High School,
the whole girls, the administration, the coaches, the school, the community on winning a championship. It's all about when you win a championship, no one can take it away from you. Because what you put out on the field, on the court, on the diamond, on the tennis court, wherever it may be,
no one can take your effort away from you.
Congratulations to the state of Indiana, 2022 State Basketball Champions. Let's look at Arkansas High School Association for 2022. State basketball champion.
You have class 1A boys, Rattler High School.
The girls, Northport High School. Class 2A, you have Lubbock. And for the girls, you have Melbourne. For the 3A, Olakola. The girls, Vargas. For the six, Magnolia High School. For the girls, Nashville High School. This is in Arkansas. Class 5A, Jonesburg. Give them a shout out because they did an awesome job. And for the girls, Greenwood High School in the 5A. And then the next day, you have North Little Rock High School. A lot of history behind Little Rock High School. And on the girls' side, you have North Little Rock High School. So you had some girls and boys win at North Little Rock. Also, you had them win at South Lab High School. In Louisiana. It's always good to see these teams have both teams competing and winning championships.
We have quite a few minutes tonight to talk about the high school association, and I was looking for my regular calling. I know you've got a meeting, getting some changes, some changes, and regions. One of the biggest things that people don't understand about high school athletics, your population changes every two years.
Some people don't believe that.
That's why it's still as large as it is one time, but now it's smaller than it is. It's truly because their population had a large class of ninth grade, 10th grade, then it fell off in 11th grade, or they count from 9 to 11.
Thank you, DJ, for joining. Jacqueline, now that I'm here, that's why I got my start at teaching and coaching, and then education out of high school. And I coach a lot of Jacqueline. Family members and tournament class. Thank you, Jacqueline. I think about our daughter. Get the time when I was a last year. I think about the kindergarten, first grade or something like that. And now she's doing awesome. She's in the military. She's traveling on the job. Let me give a shout out to these guys. Always be a friend of mine. I will always remember the journey to get where he is. Steve Rogers. He's the head coach over
Last I heard, I cracked wide. That's a D9, we cannot fail. We cannot grow until we have that opportunity to come together as football. Just last one, we'll give a shout out to football, spring football, they'll be wrapping up April 3rd, and they have a game, come out and see the swarm. Join us, 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 join us tradition of the country and those listeners and watchers in Ireland, we now have 25 countries of watchers and listeners. See, God is good. We have something to share. We're so glad. Just remember, WBSW Radio, the internet station. It's been awesome being with you tonight. We're going to be ready to close out next Tuesday. We have the Dr. Lowe show at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
It's a real relationship talk show.
No fear.
And we're going to have an awesome time on Tuesday.
And just say thank you so much. I want to take this time to give you a clap for doing what you're doing. Clap and shout, letting you know that we appreciate all of you. We could not do it without you.
Thank you. Party good. I tell you, it's good to be able to come before you again.
Like we did tonight.
Thank you so much.
Talk sports, dealing with the historical black college and high school athletics. And I'm so excited, and I say thank you, Lord, you chose me to be the one to carry the word. Thank you so much. You have an awesome rest of the week. I truly want you to still consider the protocol. Mask and drop.
You make the decision.
Whether you need to wear a mask. I always tell people I wear a mask because I think about my family. I want to keep them protected besides myself. So it's your choice. Be responsible. Keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. Let it be a mindset for you. And on top of that, keep it as a state of mind that you're protecting yourself and your family. Then also make it do what it do. I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. I appreciate all you joining me. A shout out to MC Darryl Baker.
Darryl Baker, Father 6 and 24 Friends.
Pastor, Pastor Christopher Bennett, Theta Phi Sigma,
I love you,
and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have